B. Listen to the whole radio report. Write the answers to the following questions in note form.
There are some actors that you've seen over and over in movies and television shows. In fact, you've seen them in some of the most memorable scenes.But you'd probably never recognize their faces if you ran into them in the streets. They're Hollywood stunt people. They stand in for the stars. They crash cars, jump motorcycles, leap from bridges. They're blown into the air, they're set on fire, they're attacked by wild animals. They love the risks, and the danger pays off. Stephanie O'Neill takes us to Hollywood, California, where we'll meet one of those real Hollywood heroes.
Action!
The Miami Vice stunt show at Universal Studios Hollywood is a crowd-pleasing favorite. 15 minutes of explosions, wild boat chases, and gun battles. Daring and dangerous acts such as these are performed by some 300 stunt people throughout Hollywood who make their living doing the seemingly impossible. Among them is veteran stuntman Monty Cox, president of the International Stunt Association, who does just about every kind of stunt imaginable.
Everything from burns to cars to bikes to...Tiger attacks, lion attacks, alligator attacks, fight scenes. I just finished the Broken Chains, the story of the Iroquois Nation back in 1785, and it's all hand-to-hand combats, Indian fights, knife fights, tomahawk fights.
Cox, who stands 5'8" tall and weighs in at a muscular 160 pounds, has been a stuntman for 30 years. His work includes a fight scene on the wing of a real 747 airliner traveling 50 miles per hour down a runway for the movie Die Hard 2.He's been beaten up, blown up, and attacked in movie hits including Lethal Weapon 2, The Naked Gun, Dracula, King Kong, and The Hunt for Red October. One of his more spectacular stunts was in the movie Lady Blue, when he jumped a car 16 feet into the air and 90 feet out into the murky Chicago River.
I landed in the water and I told everybody, I will not even get my lips wet because it was dirty, filthy water. And they're going, oh, the car's going, I mean, you're doing 50 miles an hour, whatever, and you're going out. I never got my lips wet.Never got my lips wet. Yeah.
How did you manage not to?
When the car hit the water, it nosed in. I had all the windows up, and as it came back, I rolled the windows down. And then I just lay there, and as it filled up, I just let myself float level and just pushed out the window so I was on my back.
Yeah, never got your lips wet.
Never got my lips wet, no.
Cox is best known for his work with exotic animals like tigers, bears, panthers, and lions. He won a stuntman award for being attacked by a tiger in the movie Gambler 2. Working with these potentially dangerous animals, he says, takes a different kind of stunt person.
When I go to do a stunt, I'm not rattled, I'm not excited. A lot of guys get really high and really nervous and really excited. In my world, in the animal world, if you get high, you badly, you get hurt.So for 28, 30 years, I've had to turn around the other way. And like when a lion or a tiger wants to eat me, I have to change myself around and be calm and relaxed and cool, because if I go up, he goes up and the battle's on.
But even for expert daredevils, accidents can happen. Cox once suffered a broken back during the filming of an animal stunt. He was on horseback preparing to capture a tiger in a net when the tiger decided to attack the horse Cox was riding.The horse panicked and flipped over backward on top of Cox. But once recovered, Cox was back at it.
A good trainer works his animal like an actor. For instance, you can have an actor walk over that wall and stand there and look. Or if he's supposed to be raging, a demon, wants to kill somebody, he has to emote that. We have to do the same thing with an animal. To make the animal walk over there is one thing. To make him come over there in a rage and want to kill something, you have to build him up to that. And building him up to that,is a little bit artsy, because obviously you're not being mean to him because he has to like you, but you have to get him emotionally high, and when you get him emotionally high, you're working on a wire's edge. If you take him too high, he'll hurt you.
Cox is among about 50 stunt people who also make a living coordinating, choreographing, and directing the often intricate stunts called for in today's movie and TV scripts. The coordinator is also charged with hiring the best stuntmen and women for the scenes.But what does best mean? Cox explains.
To me, the definition of a good stuntman is somebody who can, when something is going wrong in the middle of the stunt, he has, his brain is still there where he can correct. And a lot of the guys aren't. What they do is, when they're in the middle of it, they're just, they're out there, they're gone, nobody's home. Whatever happens, happens. But the good stuntman, when they're in the middle of something, and all of a sudden like they'll be doing a driving piece and somebody appears out of nowhere walking, and it happens. And they have to be able to correct. And the good, great stuntmen do that easily.
And Monty Cox, one of Hollywood's consummate good stuntmen, says although he's in his early 50s and has 3 decades in the field, he can't imagine retiring from the stunt world.
I don't think so. I enjoy it. I like to hit the ground. I like hitting the ground because I'm a hard body and I literally enjoy it. And it's a style. It's a technique. So I don't think so. No.
Monty Cox, veteran stuntman and president of the International Stunt Association. In Los Angeles, California, I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
Ha 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 ha!